these are full units. They have kitchens, they have laundry facilities, and they will be ownership. And so somebody could purchase these. They would be put in a rental pool, but it, they would have a separate tax ID for somebody to purchase these units. So just generally going over the site plan, currently we have 125 hotel rooms at the homestead, and there's 4 condominiums that are on site. There'll be 68 new condominiums and then 7 new single family dwellings. And again, that's on the 72 acres. We have the open space, which covers quite a bit of the core area. And then there's 19.49 acres that the homestead owns. It's not part of the master plan that I mentioned. Also, 465 required stalls for this, for the two phases. They will build up to 510 stalls according to the agreement, but they have the ability to expand up to 609 stalls if that's needed. So if there is a parking issue, they will be able to expand up to more stalls. In two phases, we were looking at one ownership initially, but now there is going to be the condominium. So the 4 existing condominiums, the 68 proposed, and then the 7 residents would be sold separately from the resort. All part of a property owners association. There's a public trail that parallels Homestead Drive again. That's supposed to be built by the first part of August of this year. The clubhouse will be redesigned, and then the redesigned golf car storage building with the second story pickleball, redesigned activity center. The wedding barn and conference center are combined into one facility with this. Tennis courts are converted to pickleball courts. There was a stable plan that's being removed, and then some other revisions to the approved plan, some minor revisions. So one thing that we've worked on is trying to buffer the surrounding neighbors with the resort itself, but also through the construction period. So this is the southern boundary next to the cantons, or next to the links. And we have met with a number of the property owners in the links. We've also met with the Homeowners Association presidency and worked out really something that's agreeable to them. I can't say it's agreeable to everybody within the links, but to the HOA presidency, this is agreeable. So this shows the boundary and really how we're trying to mitigate nuisance issues from the homestead, and that includes lights and sounds, those types of items. The links is on a lower elevation than the homestead, and so one of our main concerns is how lights would affect all the homes lined up on the south boundary. And what we've worked out is this precast concrete wall, and then some also landscaping that goes along with that. And the wall's been pulled off the property line, at least in this section, by about 5 feet, which allows for some landscaping. There's also an electrical box in this area that's really stands out right now. That'll be behind the wall, and that will help out the view from some of the neighbors to the south. As the wall continues over to the west, it is close to the property line, so there's not landscaping between the property line and the wall at this point. We do have also a proposed ditch that will run down from the slough ditch. The homestead owns water rights from the slough ditch, and they do want to use those water rights and run water through their property. And so there'll be an open ditch that will run down all the way the length of the property, down through the golf course and down to Snake Creek. And that'll be part of this. And again, we've tried to cover all our bases with meeting with the neighbors to make sure this is as agreeable as possible to everybody. And the HOA presidency is supporting the plan that you're seeing in front of you today. And this is the cross-section of what that would look like. So we've got the parking area, we've got a high back curb, then there'll be a walkway, then there'll be the ditch, and then we'll have this precast wall. And then this is the area that actually doesn't have the landscaping south of the wall, since there's not enough room for that. This drawing does show that landscape with 5 feet. And then on the north, we tried to do the same thing with the neighbors at the cantons. This is a little bit different. We've got a different type of fencing. So along the frontage of the homestead, they're going to replace that with really a 3-rail fence. This will be a darker colored fence. fence, but this fence will continue along the north boundary. And then there'll be quite a bit of landscaping that will be put in along that north boundary. The cantons, we want to mitigate any issues that could arise, but they are at a higher elevation, so lighting isn't of such a concern to the north. And so that's why we do have we don't have a sight obstruction on the north side. We have met with the closest neighbors and some of the others also on site with the applicant, and we have gone over these drawings with them, and we don't have any written concerns regarding this plan. So we feel like we do have support on the Canton site for this this buffer that's been planned. So we do have quite a few plats that are included with this. So I'm going to go through those plats quickly. This plat shows the condominiums. So this is on the very south side. And here is another development piece. There's quite a few of these, so I'll go through these fairly quickly. But whenever we have a condominium plat, you also have plats that show the floor plans of the upper and lower floors, since you have ownership that's layered on top of each other. And so this is a drawing showing that for the sixplex. Other condominium plats for the buildings. This is for the tenplex. And then for the core area where the main buildings are located, this plat shows that area. So again, under one ownership. And this is another one of the development parcels. This is really where the spa will be located, over on that far east side. And this would be where the maintenance building is located. And this is the property of Turnberry. This is the 19 and a half acres. That'll be in an open space plat, so it's hard to see, but this is open space parcel one. So there's about seven of these open space parcels. This is the frontage. This is the open space in the core area, just kind of northeast of the crater. Another open space parcel. And another one. And the last two. So I'm going to go back to one of these plats. This one here is where the cottages are located. So there's the five that are accessed through the links, and then there's two others that are accessed from the north. What they propose is in state code, there's a plat called the condominium conversion plat. Basically, it doesn't show the outline of the structures at this point in the process, but at some future date, they'll record the plat with the exact dimensions. If they wanted to change the plat, and what we're showing on the master plan of the seven units that are approved, if they wanted to do anything different from those seven units, they'd have to come back through a preliminary and final approval process before the Planning Commission and City Council. So this one is kind of a placeholder. Again, they can only put on this plat what's allowed through the master plan approval process, but they do have the right to ask for changes also, according to the master plan agreement. So just wanted to bring that one to everybody's attention. We haven't had a condominium conversion plat in Midway up to this point. This would be the first, but it is allowed by state code. So some discussion items. We've gone over the Homestead Drive improvements. I'm happy to, if there's any questions, I can answer those. Emergency access is something that we've looked at closely. Our building officials, also our fire marshal, and he's looked at the plans, issued a preliminary approval letter. And so we need to make sure there's two points of access throughout the development, so that's been looked at. Some of the ways they're covering the emergency access, they'll have wide walkways, they're about 10 feet wide, but then there'll be also 5 feet of pavers on each side. And you'll see his grass, but they'll support a fire engine, for instance. And so that's part of this plan. This will be a Marriott Autograph Collection hotel. And so there's certain requirements with Marriott in order for them to become an Autograph Collection hotel. And so they're meeting requirements with the city. They're also meeting requirements with Marriott to reach that level. Dark sky lighting is very important for us. All the new lighting on site will be dark sky compliant, but also as part of preliminary approval, they're conditioned to exchange all the existing lighting on site to make it dark sky compliant also. We do do have some lights that predate our current code. Want to make sure those are switched out. And so you'll see in the conditions that specific condition regarding dark sky compliant lighting. And then water rights, as we go through preliminary and final approval, what's calculated is how many water rights are needed, how many acre feet of water. They don't need to supply that water until they're going to record the plat. So all we do at this stage in the process is determine what that number is. And the Water Board has made a recommendation to the Planning Commission and City Council regarding how many water rights should be turned over to the city. So the Water Board did make a recommendation that 87.19 acre feet would need to be dedicated to the city for the proposed uses. They did have a concern regarding leased water. Again, that doesn't need to be worked out until the plat is recorded. But 87.19 acre feet is what they're recommending should be turned over to the city for what you've seen tonight. And we do have a breakdown of how those water rights work. I won't go over the details on that. Per phase, we have it broken down. So phase one is 65.94 acre feet, and phase two is 21.25 acre feet. So some possible findings for the Planning Commission to consider. The proposal will benefit the city financially by creating a greater tax base. The proposal will help the city better comply with state requirements regarding the ability to collect the resort tax. And the resort tax is important to us because it's about a fifth of our overall budget for the city. If we fall out of compliance with the state, which we actually have, we got a warning letter from them already on that, that could affect our budget greatly. This will help us by adding the extra hotel rooms, which is really what the resort zone is for. The public trail system in the development will benefit the entire community by completing the public trail on Homestead Drive. A lot of people use the trail segments the city has built already. We see a lot of people on them, and so this will make it much easier for everybody to move up and down Homestead Drive, much safer for everybody, for residents and guests alike. Amenities will be created that will be accessible year-round, which will invite more tourists to visit the resort in all seasons. That's been a problem in past years, is not having amenities for the wintertime, for instance, and this will help draw people in year-round. Proposal will increase traffic to the surrounding communities, so that's by increasing number of hotel rooms. That is one of the effects, is there is more traffic. We do have a traffic study that shows the roads can handle it within the level of service that's required. And so that is a fact, but it won't take it out of compliance regarding traffic around the resort. Some proposed conditions for the Planning Commission to consider. The public trail that parallels Homestead Drive will be built by August 1st, 2024. Again, they're on their way on building that trail at this point. Number two, a light mitigation plan should be submitted to the city and agreeable to the city that will mitigate the potential impact to the residents of the links through a combination of burn landscaping and light and non-site obtrusive fence. So that wording's taken directly out of our current master plan. We've come up with an option that seems to be agreeable to both sides. And so that drawing that we looked at specifically covers that item. Now, we don't have a specific drawing that shows how the lighting works. We do want to get that drawing. Usually there's a drawing that shows where the lighting actually ends up on ground on site. So we do want to get that, and as part of this condition, we will get that plan before the plat is recorded. Number three, all existing lighting and planned lighting in the resort will comply with the current midway requirements. Existing non-conforming lighting in each phase must be brought into compliance within a year of recording the plat where the lighting is located.
Or what?
Or we could hold C of O's or building permits. Number four, landscaping must be installed along the southern and northern boundaries of the homestead. The first summer season of construction to help mitigate nuisance issues related to construction activities. Yeah, we want to get that landscaping out on the north and south ends as soon as we possibly can. Just as we go through construction over the next couple of years, that will help. That will make it nicer for the neighbors to have landscaping and a wall to look at instead of construction. Number five, with respect to open space parcels 1 through 7, so those are those plats we looked at. Previously designated open space